We had mentioned that the students of Rabbi Akiva did not die for all 49 days, and therefore the mourning does not have to be practiced all 49 days, just 33 out of the 49. So, there are those that take on the first period of mourning, and that is from the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the second day of Pesach, straight through till Lag BaOmer, including Lag BaOmer. Including Lag BaOmer means on day 33 of the Omer, the night of Lag BaOmer, you did not shave, you did not take haircuts, and really music is not supposed to be listened to, dancing should not take place, it is still a period of mourning. But once you get into the 33rd day, once you get into Lag BaOmer itself, we hold Miktsas Yom Kekulo. Part of a day of mourning is as if you already sat the whole day, like the minig is when people sit Shiva. Even the last few moments of the first day of Kvura counts as day one, and the first few moments in the morning, just after Shachris, people get up from their Avelos. So a part of the day is considered like the full day. And therefore, once we get into Lag BaOmer itself, Lag BaOmer in the morning, once a little bit of Avelos was practiced, one could listen to music, one could shave, one could take haircuts, you could sing and dance and do anything you want. However, the common custom is already from the night before to allow music if you're attending the Hilula of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So to just generally listening to music on the evening of Lag BaOmer is not appropriate. That's wrong. But if you're attending or paying attention, maybe viewing online the Hilula in honor of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that's considered something festive and a holiday, and that would be permitted. But generally speaking, the days of Avelos go straight from the first day of Sveira to and including part of the 33rd day of Sveira, which is Lag BaOmer. A lot of people like to take this custom, and the reason why is, if you're really into music, the first few days, which are Chol HaMoed Pesach, you're allowed to listen to music due to the Simcha of Pesach. So even though you can't do haircuts, and anyway you can't do haircuts on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to listen to music, so it shaves off a few days of keeping away from music. Start if we use the first part of Sfiras HaOmer, the first 33 days. The second minig, the second most common minig, is to keep the latter 33 days, which would mean starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is the second day Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Aleph Iyar, not the last day of Nisan, from Aleph Iyar, going through 33 days. So that would cover the entire year, going into Sivan, and the first 3 days of Sivan, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel Sivan, would be practiced with Avelos. In this situation, again, you'd be bumping into Lag BaOmer in the middle of that, and Lag BaOmer would have to have some practice of Avelos, at least in the evening, and a drop into the morning. That way you're going to be covering all 33 days, and you're fulfilling 33 days of mourning. Now, there are some people that are already lenient to make a wedding on the evening of Lag BaOmer, and everybody has to take on the practice that their community holds of. But technically, the evening of Lag BaOmer itself should still have to be practiced with some level of mourning. What comes out from these most common minhagim, the first 33 or the latter 33, is that the middle, sandwiched in middle from Rosh Chodesh until Lag BaOmer, there are no weddings. That is probably the saddest time of the year in terms of weddings. From Rosh Chodesh until Lag BaOmer, both opinions, both minhagim, hold that that time is a time of mourning. Now there is another custom, and that is from already Gimel Sivan from the morning, and not to practice any Avelos at all already from Gimel Sivan, which is part of the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. And if you're already shaving, haircuts, music, and getting married from the middle, from Gimel Sivan and from the evening before, so then you're missing a day. And if you're missing one day from the 33, then you would have to take on the Avelos from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is still really part of the month of Nisan, which would be this Wednesday. And therefore, some people would have to take on this Wednesday before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Aleph Iyar, as a day of Avelos as well. I just like to finish off this topic by mentioning, like we said, that some have a custom not to shave and take haircuts throughout the 49 days. As the Ramban explains in Chumash, this is a time of din. It's a time of judgment. Are we actually ready to accept the Torah? Are we actually up to the level of expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us? For Ish Echad, Belev Echad, Vayichad Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar, are we preparing and elevating ourselves from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from being almost physical, material, animalistic human beings to the elevated, lofty people that we're supposed to be or not? So it's definitely a time of elevation, of introspection, and self-improvement. We'll talk about the next topic the next day, which will be Chadash and Yashan.